The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Just a little program note. At the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, we will be talking with Dr. Frank Wright. Dr. Frank Wright, for quite some time, was the president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association. He is now president and chief executive officer of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. And he is taking to task much of the evangelical world concerning their slide to the left theologically. Yeah, I think he and I are kindred spirits in that. Anyway, Lord willing, Dr. Frank Wright will be joining me at the top of the hour, 5 p.m. All right, it is Open Phone Friday. We're going to go back to the phones, and we've got Jack in Worthington. Hi, Jack. How are you today?
I'm not doing very good, Bob.
Is that right? I'm so sorry.
I've watched the last days of an evangelical. You know, she died of the same disease I have. And she was in a wheelchair, then she couldn't eat. I can't. The last couple of weeks, I haven't been able to eat.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There's days that I'll go 3 or 4 days without eating anything at all. I get sick to my stomach.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And the pain in my back, they have to give me muscle relaxant, pain pills. But the only thing that's keeping me from not going crazy is, you know, I just finished the book of Acts. I'm getting ready to start the book of Romans, the King James Version, is the Word of God. You know, I'm not. I haven't had any visitors or anything since this virus took
place. I know.
But I do have one visitor. They can't take away from me. That's the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen,
and,
Jack.
You know, when I think of what I'm going through, I think of the great song, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
Yeah.
"He leadeth me down the green pastures. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil."
Mm-hmm.
You know, if God is for you, who can be against you? You know, I'm not as scared of death. There's a lot of people that are scared to death when they figure they're going to die. But I don't fear death. You know, any time now, I can go into a coma like an at wind.
Well, bless your heart, Jack.
And I'm not scared.
Well, you have been a regular caller for a long time, and I know that our listeners are very familiar with you, and I'm going to ask them to pray especially for you during this time, that God would be your constant comfort and companion. I know it's got to be really hard not able to have any visitors. And it's one of the things about this whole shutdown thing I just don't understand. I realize we need to take precautions. I realize we need to be careful. We need to be cautious. But this complete prohibition of visitors, I think, is just a terrible overreach. At least that's my opinion.
I thank God, you know, that God took all my bad habits away.
Yeah.
He took the alcohol and tobacco and flushed them down the toilet with the sewage where it belongs. There's only one thing habit I have, my love for trains. I can't help that.
Your love for trains?
Trains, railroad.
Yeah, no kidding. My wife and I love trains. That's our favorite method of traveling. We haven't done it for quite some time now, but we absolutely love to travel on the train.
I have a model railroad in my basement, 30 by 12 feet long.
Wow.
H.O.
Yeah.
And I've been watching Union Pacific took out something that I never thought they'd do. They brought the big boy out of California, completely rebuilt it. I watched them rebuild it on YouTube, and they ran it last year. Somehow, some guy staged a wreck with a big boy and a passenger train. Well, that didn't happen because I've been plastered all over the newspaper if that would happen. They had the president, I looked it up on YouTube, the president of the Union Pacific, he spoke first, and then the head of the steam operation. He says, folks, we have canceled all steam operations for the year 2020. And he was standing in front of the big boy due to the virus. And I says, amen. I'd like to see it running, but I can understand. Because if they had an excursion and all those people come down with this virus, do you know what the lawsuit would be against you?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Steamtown, Jack?
No.
Steamtown is actually a national park over in Pennsylvania with one of largest collections of steam locomotives in the world. And that is the collection, the personal collection of the father of a dear friend of mine. His father is the one who collected all of those trains. And when he died, he willed it to the Park Service or whatever and became a national park. But I've always wanted to go there. But I've ridden on probably five steam locomotives, steam trains, and they're just incredible. So I didn't know that about you, Jack.
You know, Norfolk and Southern brought two steam engines out, the 611 and the 1218. Whenever they were in town, I knew a railroad detective. He called me up on the phone, and he said, Jack, what are you doing? I said, sitting here on the couch. It was a midnight. He says, come on down to the yard.
Wow.
He says, I got a babysit the steam engine. So I get down there with Dan, and we'd be sitting in the locomotive talking.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, hey, Jack. Jack, I need to go, but I'm so glad you called. And can I just have a brief word of prayer with you? Would that be all right?
Sure.
Father, I am so grateful for Jack and his love for you and his love for your word. We've been friends on the air now for quite some time, and I just pray that especially now you would be near and dear to him. Make your presence known to him in a very personal way. Make that room in the nursing home a sanctuary of praise and comfort and peace, and send your angels to minister to him and surround him. Encourage him. Be the lifter up of his head. And when he listens to your word, make it more precious, more special than it's ever been before. Continually watch over my brother Jack, I pray, in Jesus' name. Jack, I appreciate you and thank you for the call.
God bless you, brother.
All right, you as well. You as well. I'll pray for Jack. I don't know how many years Jack has been calling in. Jack is in a nursing home in Worthington. He's paralyzed, and I did not know that he has the same disease that Annette Funicello did, but I hope you'll pray for him. I think this whole COVID-19 thing has probably been harder on people in nursing homes and their families than anyone else. And I've said it before, people who are near death, it is unconscionable and evil not to allow family to visit them. What makes sense about that? They're going to die. They're going to get the virus? It's, to me, it's unconscionable. If the nurses and other workers can put on gowns and masks and protective equipment, family members could do the same. That's, to me, it's unconscionable. No one should have to die alone. No one. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I have not seen The Price is Right for a long time, but I certainly remember all the way back in the Bob Baker days, Bob Barker days, and then, of course, Drew Carey took over after Bob Barker retired, and like I said, it's been a long time since I've seen it because I'm not home during that time, but you know, what a uplifting, positive, family-oriented game show, at least it used to be. Have you heard this? Have you heard this? Recently, in fact, the program was recorded before the whole COVID-19 thing came about, but it was broadcast on, I'm looking, Monday of this week, Monday, May 11th, it was broadcast. Every once in a while, The Price is Right will do an evening special. You know, Price is Right, evening or whatever. And times in the past, they have featured a charity, and they've got some celebrities on there to play Price is Right to benefit some charity. Well, that's what they did on Monday of this week. The primary celebrity was RuPaul. Yeah, the well-known, famous or infamous, homosexual drag queen. Yeah, RuPaul, the famous drag queen. What is his program? Well, anyway, it doesn't make any difference. He was the major guest. They had other people on there. Anyway, bottom line, by the time the evening was finished, the winnings, which were going to go completely to a worthy charity. Yeah, the winnings were going to go completely to a worthy charity. By the time the evening was over, the contestants had won $97,266 in prizes and cash. And the folks at Price is Right donated an equal amount to the worthy charity of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. Now, let me deal with the obvious first. Planned Parenthood doesn't need a penny of help. They get $500 million from the U.S. government every year. And for several years, they have operated with a surplus. A surplus. Now, to the Wolverine fans in the audience, that means more money came in than they spent. They're operating with a surplus. And yet Drew Carey and the folks at The Price is Right felt that it was necessary to raise nearly $100 $1,000 for Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood advertised it. RuPaul, come on down to play for Planned Parenthood on Price is White. This is from Planned Parenthood. This is what we need, and need is in all capital letters. This is what we need right now. They need help, assistance. Many, many conservative pro-life people have absolutely lambasted the decision by CBS, The Price is Right, Drew Carey. It is unimaginable. It's just unimaginable. But they did. Monday, I didn't see it. Wouldn't have watched it. I know about it, but I didn't know about it until late yesterday. Price is Right, $100,000 for Planned Parenthood. Speaking of Planned Parenthood, pro-life activist David DeLeiden. Most of you are familiar with David DeLeiden. He heads up the Center for Medical Progress. They are the ones who did the secret recordings of Planned Parenthood selling baby parts to research labs, which is supposed to be illegal. So they did the secret recordings. They proved that Planned Parenthood is violating the law. Who gets in trouble? Planned Parenthood? No, David DeLeiden. Well, he has been fined multiple thousands of dollars, spent some time in jail. He has now sued Planned Parenthood and Senator Kamala Harris from California. Why is he suing Kamala Harris? Because she was the attorney general in California when all of this came about, and he is saying he was singled out for discrimination. Quote, DeLeiden became the first journalist in California history to be prosecuted under California's recording law. Secret recordings are done by journalists all the time. Anyway, whether this lawsuit will go anywhere or not, I have no idea. But good for David DeLeiden. I hope he wins, and I hope he wins big.